Let the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, our Lord and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Life rarely goes according to our careful, constructed plans. One day we are walking through the familiar territory, the next we find ourselves cast into a dark pit by circumstances outside of our control. Like tossed about on a midnight sea by winds that threaten to overwhelm us. In today's scripture passages, we met people facing the raw, terrifying reality of chaos. Yet, woven through each reading is a quiet, steady promise. God's presence is not defined by our circumstances, and His saving grace reaches us even in the deepest waters. Consider Joseph in Genesis 37. He was a young man, favored by his father, clothed in rich robe, dreaming of greatness. But jealousy breeds cruelty. Betrayed by his own brothers, Joseph is stripped of his robe, thrown into a dry, deep pit, and sold to passing merchants for 20 silver coins. From where Joseph stood at the bottom of that pit, there was no sign of God's glory. There was only darkness, betrayal, and the loss of everything he knew. Yet, the psalm reminds us generations later that God had not abandoned Joseph. Looking back across the history, the psalmist writes that God sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. What human being intended to harm, God was already transforming into a long-term plan of salvation. Joseph's journey through slavery and imprisonment was not a detour from God's purpose. It was the painful crucible through which God was preparing him to save thousands from famine. When we are down in the pit, we rarely see the full blueprint. Faith means trusting that the God who was with Joseph in the dark is still working behind the scenes in our lives today. Fast forward to the Sea of Galilee in Matthew's Gospel. The disciples are in a boat, battered by waves, far from land, struggling against the headwind. In the fourth watch of the night, that exhausting hour just before the dawn, when Jesus comes to them, walking on the water, their initial reaction isn't relief. It is terror. They think they are seeing a ghost. Fear often destroys our vision, making us mistake the presence of Christ for something to be feared. But Jesus speaks immediately into their panic. "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter, impulsive and brave, makes a daring request. "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus simply says, "Come." For a few breathtaking steps, Peter does the impossible. He walks on the water because his eyes are fixed entirely on Jesus. But then he notices the wind. He takes his eyes off the Lord and focuses on the power of the storm. Panic sets in, and he begins to sink. How often is a Peter's story our own? We stand out with a bold faith, ready to follow Christ into uncharted territory. But then the diagnosis comes. The financial strain deepens, or the grief sets in. We look at the gale force winds around us, and we feel ourselves slipping beneath the surface. Yet, look at what happened next. Peter doesn't offer an eloquent prayer. He simply cries out, "Lord, save me." And Jesus does not wait for Peter to pull himself up by his bootstraps. He doesn't not lecture him while he is drowning. Matthew tells us that immediately Jesus reached out his hand and called him. Our security does not depend on the strength of our holding the Lord. It depends on the strength of his holds on us. In Romans 10, Paul brings this truth into sharp focus for our daily walk. He reminds us that we don't need to perform impossible feats to find God. We don't have to climb into heaven or descend into the abyss. The word is near you, in your lips, on your lips, and in your heart. Salvation is not about climbing a mountain of self-righteousness. It is about calling on the name of the Lord, who has already come down to meet us. Where we are in a pit like Joseph, or sinking in a sea like Peter, Christ is as close to us as breathed prayer. Paul goes on talking, how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? We live in a world desperate for this hope. Millions around us are struggling against invisible headwinds, feeling forgotten, in dark, in isolation, despair, anxiety. They need to hear that there is a God who meets us in the middle of the storm. God whose hand is never too short to save. So, whatever storm you are facing this morning, hear the voice of Jesus speaking through the gale. Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. If you are sinking, do not hesitate to cry, Lord, save me. He's already reaching down to catch you. And as you feel his strong grip upholding you, remember that you are sent out into a hurting world to share that same comfort, to be the feet that bring good news, offering a hand of hope to those still fighting the waves. May we keep our eyes fixed on Christ. Trust his providence in the pit and step boldly onto the waters where he calls us. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.